On the radio at KUOW 94.9 Seattle, I'm Bill Radke with The Record. We're also on Twitter. And again, I'd be curious your questions for my next guests. We are at KUOW. If you have ever had to get ready for a surgery, your doctor probably told you stuff like wear comfortable clothes, don't wear jewelry into the operating room. Dr. Andrew Wright could probably recite surgery prep guidelines in his sleep. He is the director of the UW Medicine Hernia Center at Northwest Hospital, but none of those guidelines applied to a patient he operated on last month, who came in completely naked, by the way, was very hairy and smelly. Your words, Dr. Ryan?
Quite smelly.
Uh-huh. Quite smelly, and could lift a minivan if he felt like it?
I think he could throw a minivan, not just lift it.
Dr. Wright, how did you find yourself performing hernia surgery on a gorilla?
So VIP is the gorilla's name. It stands for very important primate, and he's one of the gorillas at the Woodland Park Zoo.
Mm-hmm.
So VIP stopped eating, and he was picking at his abdomen and not feeling well. And the zookeepers noticed pretty quickly that he wasn't doing well. So the zookeepers and the veterinarian at the zoo sort of pulled everybody in and gave me a call because they were worried about his abdomen. And I got a call on a Saturday morning to come in and examine the gorilla.
But you're not a veterinarian.
That's correct.
Don't they have veterinarians for this?
So veterinarians, the vets at the zoo are fantastic, so I just have to say that. But, you know, gorillas are more similar to humans than like a giraffe or a hippopotamus. So the zoo is very free in bringing in experts in other fields to come in and take care of their primates.
Wow. Okay. So you went into the zoo. You went into the gorilla enclosure. Why did you do that? What was that like?
So VIP had been anesthetized. They actually made him sleepy. You know, they try to keep VIP from being afraid of people. So if I walk in, I start poking and prodding him while he's awake and can feel pain, then he would associate that with the unpleasant experience with a person. So he was anesthetized when we went in to examine him. We walked in through the back of the zoo, which was a fantastic experience. I'd never been backstage at the zoo. That was really a unique thing. But we examined him right in the zoo enclosure while he was asleep. And within a few seconds, it was pretty obvious he needed emergency surgery.
You've talked about the you go into this enclosure. What, I'm just curious. I haven't gone through the back door either, right? So what's that? What was that like for you?
Well, the first thing that hits you, especially with the gorillas, is the smell. It's a primal.
That I'm familiar with, but it's yeah. It's extra ripe.
It is extra, and it's just this primal experience. It makes you feel like you're, you know, the prey instead of the alpha predator. It puts you in your place in the world. The smell hit you first, and then just the experience of walking in and seeing this majestic, enormous animal. I mean, VIP weighs 450 pounds, it's all muscle. It's just such a powerful animal.
Mm.
And then the responsibility, because VIP really is a very important primate. He's part of the breeding program, the conservation program the zoo runs. So feeling that responsibility for a really quite important animal, patient.
As I say, we're on Twitter, at KUOW. We're also on Facebook, where Jan wants to know what caused the hernia. Was there some event or activity that the gorilla did, that VIP did?
Yeah, so hernias can happen, in humans at least, can happen at any age. We see them in newborns all the way up to folks in their 80s and 90s. It's a congenital weakness. So most people are born with a little area of weakness that over time blows out, like a bald spot on a tire might blow out. We don't know if he lifted something heavy or if he did something different. I mean, you can't really control a gorilla's activity. They pretty much do what they want.
Right. So let's talk about the experience of doing this surgery. How much was it like doing Norm the Carpenter's hernia? And were you scared?
So surgeons are trained to focus very much on what's in front of you. We have to. You can't be distracted by extraneous things. So the process of getting ready for surgery and after surgery, there were a lot of sort of nerves and trembling and excitement more than nerves. But when you're actually operating, you are in the zone. It's like an athlete. You have to be focused and in the zone. And really, operating on VIP was just like operating on a person. The anatomy is very similar, the steps of the operation, even the equipment in the operating room at the zoo, exactly like being in a human operating room.
Any difference at all?
No difference. You know, they have sterile gowns and gloves and drapes and sterile instruments. And the only thing we had to bring in on our own, we'll often use mesh, which is an artificial material to help patch a hernia to give it some more strength. And the zoo obviously doesn't keep that in stock. So we talked with one of our companies that I work with, Cook, that donated this several $1,000 piece of mesh that we could use for Viv.
What was your relationship like with your anesthesiologist? Because I really want to trust that person to really get it right. And if you err on the side of maybe giving the gorilla, 450-pound gorilla, a little too much, put you under juice, I might be okay with that.
So,
did you go through the scenario with the anesthesiologist? Vip wakes up, rips the tubes out, climbs on the table, beats his chest, destroys the operating room. That scenario, did that come up?
It didn't. So, first of all, if you look at the photos, Vip has enormous teeth. So it's not just the size of the muscles. This is a little bit of an intimidating specimen.
Yeah. But,
you know, the veterinarians handled the anesthesia and kept Vip asleep and comfortable during the whole procedure. So I wasn't so much worried during the operation. But waking him up, that's a different story because, you know, you pull out the breathing tube, you let him wake up from anesthesia, and
Vip.
Even humans
Vip.
Get a
you want to go.
Crazy
you want to take that real slow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Actually, we took it fairly fast and they woke him up and then we all ran away.
So. Are you serious?
Yeah. We walked quickly.
You backed up.
We backed away.
With intention.
That's right.
Wow. So did you do the surgery on the same table that someone's going to have a knee replacement an hour later, like in your normal operating room?
The Woodland Park Zoo actually has an animal hospital on site.
Oh, you did it there?
Yeah. So I examined Vip in the enclosure, in the gorilla enclosure, and when it became apparent that he needed surgery, the zoo actually has an ambulance. It looks just like a human ambulance. So we loaded Vip up into the ambulance and carted him through the back road of the zoo to the animal hospital and did the surgery there.
What about recuperation after surgery? How does that look different for Vip the gorilla than for Bill the human?
So most people after surgery are, they're slow to get up, they're slow to move, they're sore, they're achy, they don't really want to be that active. In fact, with humans, you have to encourage them to get up and out of bed and start walking. Vip just sort of woke up and did what he does. You know, it's hard to keep a gorilla down. So
Is there a lesson there?
Yeah, it's an interesting lesson in psychology because I think as humans, a lot of pain and a lot of the suffering after surgery is psychological. We think that we're supposed to be hurting and we think that we can't move and we think we have to lay still. Vip really teaches us you can get up and start moving and start eating right after even major surgery. And so we're working that on humans. We have something called enhanced recovery after surgery in people where we're trying to get them up and moving and eating much more quickly after surgery than we used to.
No kidding. It's not just okay. I can get that it might be okay for a patient who can throw a minivan, but do you want us human patients to be more physical and up and at it? And yeah, we're animals too, and you got hurt, get on with it.
So my human patients, I give them homework, even in the hospital. The day after surgery, I give them, you have to do this many laps around the nursing station. You have to do this many minutes up and out of bed. So we want people to get up and moving right after surgery.
Well, how's Vip doing?
Vip's doing great. I got to go back in and do a post-op check and actually fed him. My partner, Dr. Rob Yates, one of the other surgeons at the Hernia Center, assisted me in surgery. So Rob and I got to go and feed Vip. And it turns out Vip really likes yogurt, which I would not have expected. So we got to feed Vip some yogurt drinks, and he was doing very well.
No bananas?
Peanuts and yogurt. He might eat bananas, but I didn't get to feed him any bananas.
So you went home and... What was that like after that day at the office?
So that
Dad, you stink.
Yeah, exactly. It wasn't my daughters that freaked out. It was actually my dog. So, you know, I came home smelling like gorilla, and I have a little beagle, and I walked in the door, and Tulip the beagle just, she kept spinning around in circles. She didn't know what to think, and she wouldn't quite come up to me, but she wouldn't run around either. So it was just around and around and around in circles till I went and took a shower.
Thanks for telling. That's a great story. Good luck to Vip and good luck to his surgeon. Thanks a lot.
Oh, thank you.
Dr. Andrew Wright, director at the University of Washington Medical Hernia Center, all in a day's work. You ever going to operate on an animal again?
I'm available if the zoo needs me. I'm happy to help.
Did you hear that? He's available. Dr. Doolittle. Oh, Dr. Andrew Wright. Great to speak with you.
Thank you.
KUOW is The Record. Back in a moment.